Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast and Axe to Grind. My name's Chris Gary, reporter for Channel 7, here with Trevor the Axe Gilmister. The Queensland team's just been announced today. Some serious changes. I don't agree with a few of them. The main one being Ben Hunt demoted to the bench. Cherry Evans comes in at halfback. Gilly, explain what's the mentality? What's the approach there? What are you hoping that Cherry Evans will change for Game 3?
Oh, mate, I hope he runs the footy for us and do what he's doing for Manly. I think he's got a good kicking game as well, and I think obviously he's been playing in a side that, you know, have had quite a few injuries, Manly, and they, you know, had a good win against Penrith, albeit it wasn't that flash of a game, but a lot of drop ball. But it was a good game from his behalf, and I just like the way he runs the footy, mate. I think the thinking too for the obviously selectors and Kevy would be Benny's covering us for a few positions and might want to give Andrew McCulloch a little bit of a spell, you know, in the middle of each half. So and that's where Michael Morgan was so valuable for us. He could play in any position and that type of thing. And I suppose for those blokes, it's a bit of a down thing, but I mean they're always going to be in the 17, aren't they, because they're so versatile. So I'm pleased with the team, mate.
You think this is the team that can win Game 3 and ensure that New South Wales don't whitewash Queensland, which hasn't happened since the year 2000?
Yeah, I am, mate. It's obviously we weren't far off, you know, the second game especially, two tries all, and I think the best thing about that was we were there to win the game and we just couldn't nail it that last, you know, 5-10 minutes, you know. So hopefully we learned from that, our blokes. And I think that's a big learning curve for a lot of them, because that's origin footy. You've got to take the opportunities when they arise.
Yeah, the thing for me is I wish they would have picked Ash Taylor, look towards the future a bit there. I just worry with Cherry Evans that he's such a ball dominant half that Cameron Munster and Billy Slater won't see enough of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only thing I do like, at least he's a good talker and he's a good communicator, which he can organise the forwards and tell them where to be on the field, and Cameron Munster can play off the top of his head. Billy Slater could obviously can float around both sides of the ruck, like Daly does as well. So, I'm keen to see how it goes, and I reckon it'll be really good. And as I've said to a few people today about the third game, you know, I said, obviously New South Wales got the series wrapped up. I reckon this is going to be the best game out of the three, to be honest. We're going to have a lot faster track here at Suncorp. So the ball will be moved, you know, side to side a little bit more, which probably we did a little bit too much in the second game. But I'm confident, mate, it'll be a cracker of a game.
So you'd like to see Queensland turn it inside more and work the ruck?
Oh, well, that's what we should have done a little bit more in the first two games. And, you know, we were wanting to go side to side a little bit too much. But anyway, that's playing the conditions. And I think, GI said that after we scored that second try, that he wanted us to play through the middle a bit more. And we kind of went to side to side, and we put a couple of bad passes into blokes that were in, you know, worse positions than them, and they got dragged into touch or that, you know, things like that. So anyway, that's a learning environment for us, and I like Dane Gagai in the centres. That, mind you, I wish Greg English was still playing. That's no doubt about that. But mate, it's going to be a very intriguing type of game.
So where do you see this game being won and lost then? I mean, New South Wales, game one, they beat you up in the middle. Game two, you fought back, and it was pretty even there, really. Tedesco was nullified. Yeah. But what they seemed to just own those crucial moments, didn't they, in game two?
Yeah, well, that's experience, mate. I don't mind saying it. You've got to give James Maloney a huge pat on the back, and I worked with him in the Australian side with Mel, and he's a cool customer, and he's been in these positions before where our blokes hadn't been. So that was the difference in his kicking game, just kicking to the corner, putting a bit of pressure on and things like that. It was just patient, mate. Obviously, he took a lot of pressure off Cleary, because I think the boys did a really good job on him, in the second game as well. So I think, James Maloney was probably the difference in the second game.
Ben Hunt is known, especially amongst rival players and the media, as a guy who's a confidence player. Yep. Who, when he gets a knock, he goes into his shell. After the 2015 grand final, I think we saw a lot of that when he had that awful mistake. Yep. And the back end, he wasn't the same player the next year. Is there concern that his demotion will mentally impact him?
No, I don't think so, mate. He's been around a fair bit more now in the last few years. And if you're not confident in your own ability in the first grade, you should be playing something else. I mean, because he's played a lot of footy now, obviously he's played in test matches, played in grand finals, obviously in Origin now, so he's a seasoned footy player. So I might have got all the confidence in the world that he'll come on and do a good job no matter what position he's going to play for us.
Let's just switch tack to the NRL.
Yep.
I thought the Broncos.
Without a jump.
Yeah. 9 games that they've won by 9 points or less. Yep. 16-0 down against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, after the game, Wayne Bennett actually said that he didn't say anything to the team. He just said nothing, let the players deal with it. I've heard that's a furphy. And he tore strips off them and said that they disgraced the jersey. That's what I'm hearing. He said at halftime.
Yep.
And they turned it around in the second half.
Yeah.
What does that show about Brisbane, though, Gilly? Like, it was a bad 40 minutes and a great second 40. What did we learn out of Brisbane?
Well, that's what does your head in as a coach, doesn't it? And that's the big thing for me is you're right that they were dead set gone and they come back to win. So that's a good sign, albeit that Canberra kind of mistakes brought them back into the game, didn't they? You know what I mean? So, but you've got to capitalise on those mistakes, and they did that. So, they got a lot of work to do, the Broncos at the moment, but they've still won. You know what I mean?
So
And that's the Dragons. Top of the comp, Parramatta should have beat them,
And Ben Hunt helped them win that, he showed great.
Exactly right, poise and whatever, and that Dufty, can't he play the fullback for St. George, and quick and...
Another one for the Blues, they'll bring him through.
I can't believe how good he is on his feet. Thank God I don't have to tackle him, he's a very good player, and he got him out of jail.
Top four to me is all but settled. Brisbane might get there, but have you seen yet? Is there any team to you that's sticking their hand up and saying we're the premiership favourites?
No, not really. Obviously, Cameron Smith got Melbourne out of jail as well. We spoke about the other two games, but Cameron Smith got
and
them
Adam
out of
Reynolds
jail.
And Adam Reynolds for the Rabbitohs.
Exactly right. So, yeah, it was a bizarre weekend, wasn't it? Mm. I mean, the first couple of games were bit of drop ball and stuff like that, and it was a bit, the Penrith game against Manly was a bit few mistakes in that game. But Chris, I haven't mentioned it to anyone, but I really want to push for a bit more for Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon football.
Yeah.
There seem to be a bit more quality games.
Yeah, you're right.
Have a look at the Leichhardt turnout. Albeit it's a smaller suburban ground, and it was a pretty quality game. That a few mistakes by the Tigers as well, but I just love the Sunday Arvo footy, I spoke to Todd Greenberg after the women's State of Origin game, and he said, "What do you think about the Sunday game in Sydney, the second Origin?" And I said, "Well, mate, I don't mind it." I said, "But I'd like to see it on 4 or 5 o'clock." You know what I mean?
And
he agreed.
Absolutely.
He agreed with me. So. Hopefully we'll see that if they want to persevere with the Sunday Arvo footy for Origin and even club football, see more, 3, 4, 5 o'clock afternoon games.
Well, that's great that Greenberg actually agreed with you
because
there is an interesting battle. Ratings would be bigger at night, but the football is better in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I guess that's their decision, isn't it? Do they want to back the footy and the quality of football or do they want to just get more casual eyeballs who are just flicking the television on at night?
You're 100% right. But as we know, we're both doing a bit of TV work, and it's about ratings and,
But it's about the game, and it's about the health of the game as well.
But, I mean, obviously TV's they want to make money, you know what I mean? So that's their priority, and but the number one priority for the game should be quality football, and that's what I used to love. You know, when I was at the Broncos, you played a lot of Friday night games, but we loved Sunday afternoon games, you know, 3 o'clock at, you know, at Lang Park or Suncorp. It was just, it was a really, really good weekend to soak up, and it was a better quality game.
Well, Brisbane actually have a Sunday afternoon game, the rare Titans, one for this, Titans. Yep. Let's just go through your tips. It is a Monday, so I'm not sure if you've done the mountain of homework. I know you do. For those listening, Gilly actually does go through every game and at it on his own. He's an avid footy watcher. Titans, Broncos, at Cbus, at Robina. Who are you backing?
Well,
Broncos will have some big outs too.
Yeah, I know, exactly
Sill,
right.
Yeah, I think he's also unavailable.
Yeah, injury. So, I think the Titans could be a smoky there. As I said, I think the Broncos will play a lot better than they did on the weekend against Canberra. But the Titans are a little bit more settled, actually, than the Broncos at the moment. I think the Titans could knock them off.
Yeah, I actually agree with you there. I thought they were good the other day.
Yep.
Now, we'll work back just from the start of the round then. Massive game on Thursday, and it just sucks that it comes in Origin week. Yep. Storm, Dragons, that would have been an absolute classic if it was full strength. But who do you think will win?
Yeah, you've got to go to the Storm, haven't you? Because, you know, Cameron Smith's playing for the Storm, so that's the big plus for them.
Panthers versus Warriors, that's out at Penrith. I thought the Panthers were poor on the weekend.
They were. I don't reckon they'll back that up, though. I mean, they would have got a rocket. Obviously, no Maloney and Cleary's too as well. So, I mean, that's a bit of a loss for them. They're both halves out. So, I mean, you just wonder what the Warriors are going to dish up too. Obviously, the Bulldogs knocked them off too on the weekend.
Cronulla.
The Sharkies, that's right. I mean, it's
in the last 5 minutes
exactly
as well.
Yeah, so I don't know, that's a bit of a tough one. If I had to pick a side, actually I might even go the Warriors in that game maybe.
The other game on Saturday is Bulldogs and Raiders at Belmore.
Yeah, well, they got beaten there last time.
They played rubbish last time,
didn't they? So, I mean, they'll be looking to make amends. The Raiders, obviously, just outside the eight. So they might be... They'll be smarting after losing that game against the Broncos. They give that away. So, that's a tough one. The Bulldogs might be, buoyed by that win on the weekend. So, I'd say the Bulldogs, only because they played crap there last time.
Oh, I just think Ricky Stewart... What does he do with that team? Who just continually to make his life a misery by giving away leads in the second half?
Well, I think Jack Whiten will be back this week too, won't he?
He or could
is he
be.
Still that?
The Raiders want him back.
Well, they haven't got that suspension.
I think the NRL wants him suspended, and the Raiders think it should just be a week that he's defending himself.
Mate, if he plays, it's a big in for the Raiders.
Well, that's it from us on the day that LeBron James signed with the Lakers for a cool $200 million over 4 years, Gilly. Not bad, eh? Yeah. Can you play basketball?
I'd have to get on your shoulders, Chris.
And I'm not very small.
And I don't think we'd get a shot in anyway. The two little white fellas, I don't think so.
Well, on that note, that's it from us this week. We'll be back next week, every Wednesday, in Axe to Grind with Trevor Gilmerson. An Axe to Grind is a production of 7 News Brisbane. Hosts are Trevor Gilminster and Chris Gary. Executive produced by Sally Eales and graphics by Paul O'Leary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.